Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Let's go, Dutch! What's up, Oregon?
With Coin 6 sportscaster AJ McCord.
You never believe you're out of a fight. You never believe you're out of a game. Where did that come from?
It's having some pride, having belief.
And Dusty, the fan man, Hera.
Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head football coach. Do you have a fullback that it will run his head through a wall?
Yeah, we've got that thought.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I proved it up. I'm not running from nobody.
The Fan.
All right, it's hour two of AJ and Dusty. Of course, there is no AJ, there is no Dusty today. You have a Sinner and Saint edition. Luke Anderson in with Will Darkins. You're here all the time, though, so that's no surprise. But it's me and you for the next 3 days.
That's right, I sleep here.
You do. I appreciate that.
Sleep in my office. My wife is still wondering where I am.
It's been, what, 3 months?
3 months.
Yeah, well, she keeps calling me. What do you want me to say?
Whoa.
Well, she's checking. You won't answer your phone. She has
shots
no idea where you are.
Shots across the bow.
Hey, do you have any idea where Will is? Maybe. You just finished a show with him. Where did he go? I don't know.
They confiscated his balls.
They did. Pretty good. You're clipping all kinds of stuff.
There you go.
You're working for a living over there.
I was going to say I also shower here, but that is actually a reality because there is a shower in this building.
You've used a shower?
I have used it twice.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I have worked here about 5 years now.
Okay.
Going on six.
Really? Five going on six.
Going on six.
Why do people do that?
I'm
seven going on eight. Okay. You're a little kid. I'll allow it. I'm 40 going on 41. Shut up.
There's a shower that I've used twice. And next to that shower, there's a rack.
Oh, yeah.
That holds one blue towel.
Been there the whole time.
Five, six years, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen that towel there.
Yeah, it's never moved.
I have not touched it.
No, you should not.
I assume it smells awful because in the men's room, it smells awful.
Yeah.
It's probably the towel.
Probably.
I'm very tempted to just
light it on fire?
Well, I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
But, leave a note for janitors and just be like, can you please, with care, take this towel out and just destroy it? Because it is grossing me out. It doesn't change.
No.
It doesn't look any more crusty or anything. It just is disgusting.
How many times have you touched that towel?
Zero.
Why?
Because I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Yeah, so that's the same reason nobody else has touched it. So it is unmoving.
I might get scurvy or something.
Yeah, I wonder if there's somebody that uses that towel every day and takes it home and washes it.
Somebody who showers here every day?
I don't know. I don't know who uses that shower. I don't think I've ever used it. I think I've been here 7 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever used that shower. I've heard some horror stories about that shower.
What do you mean?
Oh, just back in the rock and roll and cocaine days, that shower was, we'll just say, well used.
What, like a lot of people took showers?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. So, and some of those people were, you know, gross. Or they were doing gross things in the shower.
Oh, you mean that. Yeah. You mean they were having sex in the shower?
I think that's a oversimplification of it, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like
four ways?
I'm just saying.
I can't imagine getting four people in that shower.
I couldn't tell
it's
you.
It's a small shower.
The one thing about that bathroom, my favorite feature of it, so it's a private bathroom, single toilet. It's got the shower and the blue towel. Everybody knows that. Just above the toilet, if you're standing at the toilet, urinating above the toilet, Will, what's on the back wall?
It is a, I think it's, is it Carrie Underwood? Or
no, it's Kelsey Ballerini.
Kelsey Ballerini, best seller. And I don't even think it's best seller. I think it's like
gold,
a
album
silver
or something.
A gold record with her signature on it.
Yeah. And it's like, it's one of the framed, like, from the artist. Thank you to 99.5 The Wolf for playing my records and helping me make it to number 8 or whatever it is. And it's right there above the toilet. That's my favorite feature about it.
In the men's room.
In the men's room here at Odyssey Portland.
Well, and you know, the reason that they put that kind of stuff up at radio stations or media or TV stations or what have you is that, like, hey, if somebody comes and visits, say, like, a client or whatever, they see it and they go, wow, this place must be very successful because these artists are... No one's going into that bathroom. If you're bringing a client in here...
Yeah.
You're not sending them there. You're sending them to the hallway bathroom.
Sure.
The double hallway bathroom. You're going to go to that one.
The don't one go with all the severed heads.
Yeah. Don't go to the
which is a true thing.
Yeah. Don't go to the individual one with the towel that I'm afraid if you bump into it will shatter into weird pieces.
Yes, it will.
Yes, and as you're urinating.
And burn your skin.
Take a look at our subpar, our memorabilia from Kelsey Ballerini.
The question is, when Kelsey makes it big again.
Yes.
And comes back and goes, hey, where's that gold record I sent y'all? That's the day I want to be here.
Let me direct you to the men's room.
What the hell's going on right? She starts screaming. I assume that's what she sounds like. And she just starts screaming and throwing a fit. How dare you? I'm never. And then she takes down the whole country radio station.
You've never listened to Kelsey Ballerini, have you?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Sing me your favorite Kelsey riff.
What do you want from me?
I couldn't tell you if that's accurate or not. I'll assume that it is. Okay. Moving on. Do you know our medal count?
The Olympics?
Yeah.
We're in the lead, aren't we?
We have the most overall medals with 31, but Japan right now with the most golds. Overall medals for Japan, 22. Gold medals, 13. Silvers, 4. Bronze, 5. China has 12 gold medals, 6 silvers, and 9 bronze. The United States has only 11 golds, but dominating in the silver category with 11 and 9
We're
bronze.
Number 2.
We're number three. Technically, we're number
we're
three.
Number three.
Depends. Do you count golds? Do you only count golds? So the U.S. Gymnastics teams is big in the news today because Simone Biles decided that she was going to remove herself from the women's overall competition. Is that what it's called? The team competition?
Yeah.
So she pulled herself from her event that she was in the team competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the remaining members of the gymnastics team, none of their names come to mind. Apologies. Have come
Jordan
out and said,
Childs.
Sure.
We interviewed her.
Actually.
That's actually the only reason I know that.
There you go. At Prairie High School, right?
Yeah.
In
it happened in Vancouver.
Yep. But one of the members of the Olympic team, women's Olympic team, is trying to remind people, going, you don't lose gold, you win silver. So we finished second out of all of the countries that qualified for it. You have to go out and you have to earn a silver medal. You don't accidentally get, oh, I lost gold, now I get silver. There's, you know, reminding people that you won. Would you be proud if you won a silver medal in the Olympics? Would you have it on full display or only if you won a gold, Will?
Well, I would have it on full display, but let me just remind everybody that these are Olympic athletes and I am not an Olympic athlete.
Very true.
Most of these Olympic athletes, again, they're Olympic athletes, are the most competitive people you will ever meet.
Sure.
This is what they train for all year. You go to the Olympics to get gold. You don't walk away with silver. Now, I'm not going to be all, you know, competitively virtuous over here or anything, but I'm pretty sure all of the greatest American Olympians of all time were psychopaths. I mean, they were. They are competitive psychopaths that will do anything.
They would kill their own mother to get a gold medal.
Oh, believe you me. I think those thoughts run through Michael Phelps' head, or at least they used to. I don't necessarily have a problem with the U.S. finishing, you know, second in gold medal counts. I don't care. But it seems a little weird to me that you have the athletes who, like, you're supposed to be representing your country and, you know, being the beacon of athleticism across the world, and you're cool with a silver?
I don't know, man. Number two in the world at anything? Okay. Like, you're the second best in this four-year cycle. You're the second best at anything in the world. That's pretty boss. It is not nearly as cool as a gold medal. I would say that.
But see, you're separating the Olympics and just kind of like rudimentary stuff.
Yeah, but no, but it's not rudimentary because there is a training field for it too. And you look at all of these athletes and they're competing year round. You know, they're not just competing in the Olympic years. It's not like, you know, they come off the farm every 4 years and go, all right, time to go out and throw that shot put. You know,
I've been throwing hay bales.
Yeah, I've been checking hay bales this whole time. I'm going to go show everybody how to throw a shot put. Once upon a time, it probably was just that. Just going, hey.
Like Rocky IV.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
That's all he did.
Exactly.
He beat the crap out of that Russian.
Yeah, you go around and chase chickens. But no, I mean, everybody is competing year-round. But here's my next question for you, because I just saw this when I was looking at the medal count. I was trying to pull up basketball. So I wanted to see what's going on with the men's and women's basketball, because that, to me, is important. Hmm. Did you know that there is 3-on-3 basketball?
I did.
And the women just won the gold.
Yeah, I did.
If you won a gold medal in 3-on-3 basketball, does it carry the same weight and value as winning gold medal in 5-on-5 basketball?
Yes.
It's
a gold medal.
Gold medal's a gold medal.
Yeah, a gold medal is
so
a gold medal.
So all gold medals created equally.
Yes, absolutely.
Individual compared to team. Being on a relay versus winning the fastest man in the world title and a gold medal.
Absolutely, because the gold medal is really not a representation of you as an individual. It's the country.
You
served your country in the most excellent way possible. You represented America as a top whatever in this activity. Hmm. Like, that's the point of the Olympics. And I think that's why people get a little bit pissed off when teams like the men's basketball team lose to France, or, you know, they blow exhibition games that they're really not supposed to, is because we have become so accustomed to the American exceptionalism, which is everything we do, if we do put our best effort into it, we should do it the best. And look, what's going on with men's basketball right now, we're not putting everything into it.
Well, no, but we also had in the game against France. You're playing against other NBA players, and you have guys coming right off of the finals.
Here it comes.
All I was going to say is that might have been the best result that game could have been. You lose.
You think
the first
they
could have
got their ass kicked even more then?
Well, yeah, that's fine. If you're going to lose a game, you'd rather lose the first game than the last game, because which one's for the championship? The last game.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose a game, you lose it to a team. Listen, if they would have come out and played Iran, which just looks like a bunch of guys that did just come off the farm.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, like nobody, the tallest guy is 6'4".
Looks like a bunch of bros. Just
like, hey,
it's you and me, yeah.
We're the best basketball players in Iran.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool.
It's not impressive.
They lost by 60. Oh. If they'd have come out and lost Iran, sure. The guy that scored 28 was Evan Fournier. Mm. He plays in the NBA. The front line for that team is led by the defensive player of the year three times, Rudy Gobert. They had two other 7-footers. I don't think there's anybody as tall as the three tallest guys on France. You lose to a good basketball team. They're not great. And the NBA players on the dream team or on the U.S. Olympic team should be better than the NBA players on the French Olympic team, right? We all agree with that naturally. But you can go out and you can find a reason why they lost that game that if they had played it at a different time, you go, oh, they should probably beat them. Losing the first game gets all the criticism out of the way. Mm-hmm. It gets all of the, you know, ire built up in these players who don't expect to lose these games. Mm-hmm. And you get a team that frankly, is a little bit pissed off going into the rest of the pole play or whatever it is. And then they go into the knockout round and they go in mad. I don't think it's a bad thing that they lost a basketball game. They
so I'm 100% with your theory.
Okay.
If they actually cared, which it is my personal opinion, these players do not give an S about the Olympics.
Understand that, but guess what? You'll find out.
I guess we will.
We'll find out. That's the nice thing about it, is if they care, then they're going to go out and they're going to stomp. And if they don't, then you can go, all right, well, these guys don't care. The other theory that I'll float for you.
Mm.
Tell me what you think of this. Who's the leading scorer right now for the men's basketball team? Who's the leading? Damian Lillard leading the charge. Yes. What if this just illustrates that a team led by Damian Lillard.
Oh, don't you dare. I swear to all that is holy. Oh, dude.
Win. Is that a thing? Is that a thing people will say? Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear, Portland? Get mad at the U.S. team all you want. Did Simone Biles make the right decision? Simone Biles opted for mental health over competing for a gold medal. Was it the right decision? We discuss next, a Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Luke Anderson in for AJ and Dusty on a Wu-Tang Wednesday, alongside my partner in crime from the Sinner and Saint, Will Darkins.
Coming from the 36th chamber, bring it to him proper.
No days off for Will Darkins.
Never.
Lives here. Just talked a little bit about the Olympics. There's a... I don't know, man. I can't believe that you really think all Olympic gold medals created equally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What event would you participate in if you could go to the Olympics?
Table tennis.
Table tennis?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be your first choice? Or that's the one you think you have the most potential to get?
Well, that's the sport I enjoy playing the most of everything that is available.
Really? Even yeah. more than tennis?
I guess I forgot about tennis. Yeah, maybe tennis
is a weird one to be in the Olympics. Tennis and golf, like, they're both there, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I guess those are Olympic
sports. Yeah,
sport.
Tennis, it's like, yes, I do very much enjoy it more, but, like, the factor of me feeling like I would fare better in ping pong outweighs it. So it's like I would pick ping pong more.
Yeah, see, if I had to pick one to train for, and I'm sure that, like, all of these things, you're talking about competing against the best in the world, I think, like, the shooting events would be the one to... Like, all right, all you gotta do is just hit the target. That's pretty easy.
And I did a poll yesterday where I said, if you could, if you were given a sport to play in the Olympics and you had to only just score the equivalent of 1 point, whatever that may be for whatever sport, which one do you think you could do with minimal progress or
practice? Yeah.
And everybody said shooting. And then Swag came in here and he was like, do they understand that the target is incredibly far away? The gun flies back when you shoot,
but you
have to have incredibly good eyesight to actually like hit the target. And I was like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yes, but the gun flying back, that's just the recoil from the gun. That has nothing to do with the shot that you're taking. That is post-shot.
Well, it can mess up where you aim.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it can. No,
have you ever shot a gun before?
You know what?
You pull the trigger, the bullet is on its way, then there's a kick.
You know what?
No,
I think you
me.
Should listen to me on okay. this. Because I know, I have not yeah. shot a gun before.
All right, that's what
but
I
okay. from cop movies I've watched, they always miss. So
yeah, there is a lot, especially the bad guys. And you would obviously exactly, be a bad guy if there was a movie.
Or Star Trek.
So, but one of the things about any sport that you go to, whether you have the ability to do it or not, maybe you're a sharpshooter and you can go out there and you can be great. The thing is, the pressure that is on you in these moments, just having the ability to do something does not necessarily make you an Olympian. It's the poise to do it under pressure. And that brings us to the story of Simone Biles. Simone Biles has been successful, very successful as an Olympic athlete. She's the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time, if I'm not mistaken.
I
think she's
Michael
24.
Phelps. Michael Phelps well, might Michael, never be. Let me research that. Okay, go on.
That's fine. Simone Biles decided to pull herself out of the team all around because she didn't feel like she had the proper mental space or the mental capacity to do it. She chose mental health over competing. She just didn't think that she could go and help the team in that moment. Her teammates were very supportive, but there's been a huge backlash saying that, you know, we're owed a performance from Simone Biles. We tuned in to watch Simone. She should be out there doing it.
Michael Phelps, 28 medals, by the way.
28 medals? How many for Simone Biles?
I don't have that info.
Okay. Be helpful. Yeah, if we're doing a comparison. But at what point does an Olympic athlete owe the audience something or anything? And at what point, if you go to the Olympics, have you committed to it and you should be expected to perform?
I mean, you don't. This is kind of the tricky part about the Olympics and what the Olympics has turned into, because I think each athlete from each country represents really a different idea. You know, we talked about this in the prior segment about, you know, when you're an American, there's this whole exceptionalist ideal you're trying to keep putting out there on the global stage that Americans are just built different. We want it more. We care more. We're more talented. We're more whatever, you know, yeah. insert here. But, you know, you think about other countries too, where a lot of the preparation they have, say like in China for gymnastics, it errs on the side of abuse. That there have been plenty of stories out of China where coaches are abusing.
Well, there's a lot of those stories in America too. Sorry for
gymnastics.
It's
the other way around, though, is what I would say. And I'm sure it's. I'm sure there is sexual abuse among coaches in China.
Yeah.
There too, but a lot of the abuse that's reported in China is overworked.
Yep.
You have 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds that are worked 16 hours a day.
Well, they're taken away from their families.
And they're
put into these qualifying tests very early on as young children. They're pulled away from their families, and all they do is train for gymnastic success.
I just think that there's possibly in some of these sports, in men's basketball I would point to the most, that maybe you have a bunch of athletes that really just don't think they have a lot to prove. Maybe they really aren't buying into the whole idea of I have to prove that the United States of America is superior in this athletic ability. Maybe it's just the idea that they're there to play and they think, hey, I'm getting a trip to Japan and this is kind of fun. I get to play with Kevin, I'm speaking as anyone, I get to play with Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard. I get to play with Jason Tatum. I get to be around all these all-stars, maybe chat with them, maybe get their perspectives on how my career is going right now. I think the Olympics has turned into something that is completely different than what we knew it in the Dream Team, in the Redeem Team, in any of those type of teams, because it was then where basketball players said, hey, we need to quit losing. We need to show everybody that we are still the best. I think the guys you got over there right now probably aren't too concerned about that.
Yeah.
And that's not a fault on them. I'm not saying that makes them bad people or bad athletes or, bad stewards of the country. It's just, one of them's going through rumors about him wanting to get traded. The other one just lost to the Bucks in the playoffs when he obviously could have beat them. The other one got bounced in the first round and his head coach is now the general manager and they're trying to fight. I mean, all these guys are going through these weird off seasons, and now they're expected to all get thrown together and say, hey, go play for the country against a world landscape that, by the way, is getting better.
But if you go back and look at this from the Simone Biles angle, too, there's a whole team of, athletes that are competing on the U.S. gymnastics teams that earned a spot there that are probably most excited about performing with Simone Biles on their team. She's the one that has more expectation than anybody. If the last qualifying gal on there didn't want to do her vault, nobody would probably pay any attention to it. The Olympics have been billed as a final tour for Simone Biles to go out there and prove what she can do. And so when she backs out, it disappoints a lot of people because there is a huge expectation on her shoulders. And there's an expectation on all these athletes, but I think part of the thing that's so amazing about the Olympics, did you catch the gal from Seward, Alaska, who won, and the video of her winning a swimming gold medal and the entire town watching in a watch party, everybody jumps up on their feet. The first Olympic gold medal for anybody from the state of Alaska.
It's badass.
It's fantastic. And you get moments like that, that the Olympics to me are, those are the best parts of the Olympics. But then you have somebody where you have all of the weight of the world sitting on her shoulders. And you look at Simone Biles, she's 24 years old, which is not old for you and I, but as a Olympic gymnast, that's actually, especially female, that's a pretty old person. And you look at, her expectations that she puts on herself. If she feels any sort of drop off after dominating the world for years and she doesn't feel like she can compete to her own expectations, I mean, we talked about this before the show. It kind of reminds me of Vontae Davis, the NFL player who decided midway through a football game, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't have any more.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Everybody got so mad at it, but I was like, much respect to that guy for recognizing I ain't got it no more.
And if you look at Simone Biles, man, you're talking about like the thinnest of margin. Gymnastics is a highly competitive sport. And if you don't feel like you have it and you have to run at full speed, hit a springboard, jump off of a vault, do 25 rotations and twists in the air and then stick a landing, and you don't feel like you've got it, and you go, hey, I ain't got it today.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I'm sitting down. She's got multiple individual events that she can still compete in. She opted out of the individual all around, I believe, today as well. But she can go out and still compete. She can still win gold medals. She can still, do what she can for her country. But man, I have a very hard time faulting somebody that's already been very successful. And some people just choke under pressure, and I don't think this is the scenario for her because we've seen her perform on the biggest stage. Those are people that show up and go, yeah, stage is too big for me. See ya. I'm bowing out. Good job.
Textline says she has 9.
Well, that's all? Yeah. That's not the most decorated. She might be the most decorated gymnast of all.
6.
Okay. Not even close to Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps also very much in defense of Simone Biles and saying that, you know, mental health in his career, he struggled with often, and he's one of the biggest advocates for it right now. So if you haven't heard Michael Phelps talk about it on NBC, the clip, you can find it on YouTube, but it's a little long for this show. But Michael Phelps talking about mental health is fascinating to hear, because that guy, all that guy did was win and set world records. So there you go. You mentioned a little something. There's a guy that is wondering what his future is for Team USA. Mm. Now he's kind of snapping back at the people that reported he might be asking for a trade.
Mm.
You want to get into that?
I am ready.
I think that you are.
I am.
All right. Will's gonna drive the next couple segments, because he's going to yell at some people.
I'm not going to yell.
He's going to raise his voice.
I'm not going to yell.
Not until he's done with this SportsCenter update.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back in. We're talking some Olympics, and I really like this text on the fan text on 503-250-1080. The Olympics are kind of like children. You have to go through a lot of ass before you get those moments of pure awesome.
That's kind of funny.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. Hopefully you get it more often than once every 4 years, but hey, what are you going to do?
They cost a lot of money.
Yeah, the Olympics do. Hey, this analogy can go real deep. Yeah, it totally works, works for me. So I like that. Will, you want to get into a topic that I'm so.
I don't want to get into this. You made
me
get into this.
No. You
damn
stop.
It.
You stop. You brought this up 12 times before the show.
Okay.
Damian Lillard was reportedly going to ask for a trade a couple weeks ago. This was reported by Henry Abbott.
That's right.
And since that report, there has been no request for trade.
None.
Even though it was supposed to happen in the next couple of days. Damian Lillard has come out in the press conferences with Team USA and said, I haven't decided anything for my future,
mm-hmm.
which is not a super convincing argument against it.
Oh, he's, yeah.
But here's where I sit on this whole, oh my God, if Damian Lillard leaves, it'll be the end of the world. The mentality that Portland has. Sports are mostly disappointment. Even the winningest athletes of all time don't win every time. If you love your team, just accept that most of the time they're probably going to lose. Even the Yankees, they have, what, 27 championships? Been playing for 100 years. That means they have 73 years or 93 years, or do the math. A lot of years where they lose.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how many years they've played. Okay. I don't have that number in front of me. You see what I'm saying? Even if you win at the highest clip in team sports, Tom Brady has, what, 9 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
And he's lost to 11, right? Okay. Figured out that way if he's played 20 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. There's math. There's math for you.
Okay.
So if Damian Lillard ends up leaving the Portland Trail Blazers and you think it'd be the end of the world, wouldn't you rather have him leave right now when you can get a bunch of assets back for him? Would you rather leave him in free agency like so often happens and you get nothing back? And then you go through a big dry spell where you wait for your, you know, surefire draft picks to bust out, and then you get another first-round draft pick, and they bust out, and whatever. But Damian Lillard is snapping back at the idea that people put words in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And your thought on this, Will, surprised me a little bit. Where do you sit on this whole clapback between reports and the star?
Well, here's the clapback that you're referring to, is that mm-hmm. Abbott then put up, I think this was yesterday, that sources say Damian Lillard is willing to forego paychecks to get a title team if it comes to that. Lillard reposted this or retweeted it with a comment of the hand to face emoji.
Yep.
Then after that, CJ McCollum commented on it saying, bruh, now he's saying you're giving bread back. Bread is money.
Yes.
He retweeted CJ, and he said, and you know that ain't true. It's getting out of hand, bruh. All right, so here is where I stand on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that Henry Abbott rumor, which was a rumor,
yep,
was probably partially true.
Okay.
Here's the reason I'm going to say it's partially true. What the hell did you expect him to do the day of going into an impromptu press conference where he was scheduled to talk at Team USA practice, but probably only 3 hours before did this story break? Hey, Damian, what do you make of these rumors that you know you're going to request a trade in the next couple of days? What did you expect? Yeah, actually, I am.
Yeah,
Neil 100%. And Chance, they're flying down here. I think they land in an hour. We're going to sit down, and I'm going to lay out the teams that I'd like to be traded to. Next question.
Yeah.
No, he lied.
Oh, you think Damian?
I think he lied. I think he kind of just was like, no, that's not true. But, oh, by the way, I'm really not certain of my future here. And, yeah, you know, things better get better. And now I'm going to go on my phone and do a bunch of more cryptic tag or cryptic social posts and stuff like that. And I'm not saying this to, like, accuse the guy and be like, oh, shame. It's like, well, what the hell was he supposed to do? Dude, I would be in this same position right now. I would do all of this same stuff. I would want the hell out of Portland. Are you kidding me? The GM is ruining the team. Like, he is not helping you whatsoever. There are rumors, which, by the way, I don't think these are rumors. I think this is probably true at this point. It's going to be the same roster.
No.
Yeah. Adrian Wojnarowski just came out today basically saying he is being told that the 76ers are looking nowhere near the Portland Trailblazers at this point to move Ben Simmons.
Yes, at this point. What's the best offer that they can get for Ben Simmons?
Anything from the Heat.
Do you see Ben Simmons any chance he stays in Philadelphia?
No, but there's no chance in hell he's going to the Trailblazers.
Oh, fine. What's he getting from Miami?
You could get Bam Adebayo if you really wanted.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really could. I'm pretty sure Miami has a little bit more trade capital in terms of assets.
Sure.
I think the other one was the Washington Wizards. Now,
Beal?
Yeah. If I was looking at a comparison between a straight up trade of CJ McCollum and Bradley, I'm taking Bradley Beal.
Well, sure. Of course you are.
Now it's a dumb trade because now you're pairing one guy who cannot shoot at all and another guy in Russell Westbrook who has gotten worse at shooting.
Yeah.
At least jump shots.
Yeah, well, I don't see that benefiting Washington.
I mean, unless you do a total teardown.
Yeah, well, and
which, I mean, that's not too out of the realm.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, well, but it'll be very interesting. Excuse me, very interesting to see what ends up happening because you have right now the Portland Trail Blazers aren't going to trade for assets, but Philadelphia doesn't want to trade for assets either. You're trying to trade players for players. Philadelphia thinks they're in a championship window right now because who knows how long Joel Embiid is going to stay healthy. He's very, very good, but you kind of need to win now. Blazers are in that exact same situation. So which win now teams are willing to move players that are in the mind of their general managers or in the mind of their fan base is pivotal to winning right now. And if CJ is one of those guys, and maybe it's just because I'm here in Portland. I can't think of a lot of other teams that are going to be willing to move somebody for Ben Simmons, who really the one thing he does is defense. And the team that needs defense more than anybody in that category is Portland. And CJ is instant offense. And what team needs offense more than any other team? And that's Philadelphia.
Needs backcourt offense.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I hear
you're,
you.
You're just talking about a balanced trade. And yes, they're not looking this direction right now, but wait until they just hear crickets back from everybody else in there. I mean, the idea that everybody's lining up to trade, everybody's lining up to trade Damian Lillard. And if he said that he wanted to be traded tomorrow, 25 teams would go after him. Ben Simmons, you put him out there on the same market, is not there. That's why a Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons trade makes no sense either.
But you know something? You're forgetting who the captains are.
Daryl Morey
and Neil Olshey.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey will not trade Ben Simmons for CJ McCollum. He won't do it.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, it's an unfair trade.
I understand, but it's not player for player. And I never thought
What the hell else are we going to give them? We don't have draft picks.
Yes. Again, they're not looking for draft picks.
Oh, here's Nasir Little. Hey, do you want an energy guy off the bench?
The one thing that we don't know about the Blazers team is we don't know how good Nasir Little is. Because Terry Stotts,
hey, here's Robert Covington. We got worse.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, that would be the idiotic part of this.
But who's the other player that comes back from Philadelphia? Because you would, if you go player for player, is there a way that you can get a little bit better on offense and lose a little bit of defense with Robert Covington and trade... So you upgrade your defense with Ben Simmons and you slightly downgrade with another player. I don't know what it looks like, but at some point I think both teams are going to have to get very creative to make it work, and whether or not they have the ability to do so will be interesting. But yes, straight up Ben Simmons for CJ is not a win for Philadelphia, and they're never going to make that trade. But they need to get creative and they need to figure it out. But I don't know that there's a whole lot of other teams out there that are clamoring to get Ben Simmons, who just got run out of his team.
Well, and I would tell you, I don't think there are a lot of teams that would trade for something substantially better for CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you need to get used to the idea that it's going to be the same roster and it's going to suck and it's going to be the same thing.
Is it going to be the same roster? You think Norman Powell is going to resign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're going to stupidly make it a priority to sign Norman Powell over spending more energy on trying to trade for better players. I truly believe that.
Okay.
And I think you have a first-year head coach who I'm sure will get better with years, but is being thrown into a horrible situation with a very pissed-off superstar who is going to give this franchise 20 games to get their ass together. And if in 20 games you are either... just at 500 or under it, he's out.
What's the ultimatum you call for if you're Damian Lillard?
If I'm Damian, that's it. If by the All-Star break, if 20, 30,
I'll give you 20 games.
Yeah, I will give you 20 or 30 games. Look, if I'm Damian Lillard, I say this: look, you need to get better players here now. If you can't do that, I recognize I'm probably going to have to play for you this season. If in that 20 to 30 game span, we are either at 500 or just below it, which by the way, this happens almost every single year with the Trailblazers. They are like underwhelming in the beginning.
Yep.
And then they somehow turn it on in the last month and then they get bounced in the first round. If that starts to happen again and you start seeing that pattern, you go, I'm done. Get me out of here. I'm absolutely tired of this crap. I told you to go get better players. You couldn't do that. I gave you a chance. You can't do that. I'm just, you know, again, they're lucky that Damian Lillard is such a nice guy.
You don't ask for anything right now in the offseason, though. You don't want to see roster changes. You don't want to see any of that.
I think he does, but I don't think they're capable of doing it.
Yeah,
I think that's the sad part. I really think Neil Olshey is so terrible at his job, he can't do it.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're hearing this about them keeping the same. That's why Jason Quick is saying this, is that they're probably going to run back because Neil Olshey is so terrible at his job. I mean, that's
the
reality.
Isn't he on the hot seat, though, like more than anybody?
Dude, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about it.
He gets paid either way. He's trying to get fired.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has 2 years left, and he knows he'll get fired after that anyway because the team will get bought.
Yeah.
And then new ownership won't want him there. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
All right. Are you paying money to watch Team USA basketball?
Whoa. No. Wait. Right.
How much money would you have to make to pay to watch these basketball games live?
Oh.
We'll find out how much is enough next. It is the Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. All right, we're talking a little back and forth about the Blazers and what their roster is going to look like next year.
Blazers.
Here's the big thing. We just got in the emails.
Yeah.
See what we got? Blazers press release.
Oh. No, yeah. I didn't see that.
Did you read it? Oh, Blazers press release.
Blazers press release?
Blazers. Trailblazers to start NBA Summer League on August 8th. Okay. Doesn't matter. I didn't see the headline. I was like, oh, Blazers press release. Something's going on, right? We're talking about the Blazers. Yeah, they're just playing Summer League. Down in Vegas. Thanks, boss. Appreciate you sending that to me. Okay. Breaking news.
They open with Charlotte, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's big. Tuesday, August 8th. Big time. This is my favorite exchange that I've seen on Twitter.
Okay.
Lately. Giannis Ugo Antetokounmpo.
That's his middle name?
Apparently.
Oh.
Ugo. U-G-O. Giannis, I'd go by Ugo if I was him. Ugo.
Ugo!
Yeah. He says, what time is USA team playing tonight and which channel? And Eric Nem, who is an athletic reporter in the Milwaukee area, he says, oh man, knowing how you feel about subscriptions to The Athletic, you're not going to like the answer. And the response is from Giannis, who just signed a $228 million contract. He goes, if I got to pay, never mind.
That's great.
Is that fantastic? So, I mean, NBC, come on, dude.
How much? Wait, you're mad at him for the whole Peacock thing?
Just how much ad revenue? The one thing about sports, and this is the reason the networks are going to lose all of their big football and sports contracts over the next however many years to all of the online platforms, is they have a model that works perfectly fine. American sports are built for commercials. They just are. There's commercial breaks built into it. Inning changes.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning, TV timeouts, the basketball's played in quarters. It just naturally lends itself to commercial breaks. And even if it didn't, product placement within the games, you can make so much money. It's one of the few places the paywall makes literally no sense to me. You're paying for the content, but you're making the money back in spades because you can constantly put it. Dude, the little logo on the jersey for the NBA thing, people said, oh, it's going to really upset me. No, it doesn't. Nobody cares that bio freezes on the Blazers uniform.
Not anymore. It's some crypto thing.
Oh, is it now crypto? Yeah, good for them. But you know what? We know what bio freeze is now. And we know what we watched PayPal get its time in the sun there on the Suns uniforms and everything.
I think Bumble was on the Clippers.
Yeah. So it's, you have so many ways to make money. Why would you hide the one thing that most people want to watch in the Olympics behind a paywall? It's just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue with a lot of content right now is that you're living knee deep in Web 2.0, which is the idea that everybody creates their own content and that the younger generation, whether it's, you know, the millennials on the younger side or Gen Z, aren't really too interested in things that are incredibly polished and produced, but they're interested in personalities and interaction. And to be quite honest, that's not the Olympics. And I think they kind of know it. And they're like, look, we got to make some money here. I agree with you. It's not a good idea, but I think they're seeing the trend line of viewers that are younger in the Olympics. And they're seeing that, like, younger generations just kind of don't care about the Olympics.
Yeah, but part of the reason is you put it behind a paywall and it makes it harder to get to it.
Maybe they think it's a lost cause. I don't know.
Well, but the additional streaming services, everybody's trying to go and recreate Netflix when instead they need to be, and the networks especially need to be going, all right, what's next? How do we make the content that people want available where we can actually get advertisers on it? Because I've watched for the last, I don't know, 4 years, I mean, since we've had kids, we've watched almost everything streaming. All the sports that I want, I have access to. And I'll be honest with you, most of them I have shared passwords for. Some of them I pay for as backups. I have somebody else's password. But you know what happens, I don't know, 9 times out of 10 when I'm watching a NBA playoff game or an NFL game is you get to a commercial break and you get the little screen with the floating...
The dial.
dot. No, the floating graphic so that it doesn't look stagnant it says, we'll be back from a commercial break in a moment.
Oh.
They're not even doing a good job selling the commercial breaks that they have on their streaming service because they don't quite know how it works. Stop trying to be Netflix, especially if you paid $1 billion to air the Olympics. Figure out what the next evolution of it is, because you can put commercials in there and people are still going to watch it. And you need to get your content straightened out and figured out. And that's why I think Amazon, who did a pretty good job with the NFL games that they carried, and Facebook and YouTube, they're going to own the content pretty soon, and nobody's going to need NBC, and nobody's going to need ABC. And maybe ABC sticks around a little bit longer because ESPN is trying to figure it out. But man, you need to get ahead of that and stop trying to figure out how to be the next Netflix. Just my thought. All right. In hour three, Will, anything you want to talk about?
We do have a poll.
We do have a poll question. All right, we'll do that. We'll do that. We got plenty more to talk about. Hour three of AJ and Dusty with Luke Anderson filling in for both AJ and Dusty somehow at the same time. Hour three next, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.